Please welcome Colleen Marlowe.
So in my story, I'm the mouse. I'm the youngest of four mice. And we had a lot of experience playing. In fact, I had a lot of experience playing, but I also saw some older mice play for a long time, bigger games than I could play at the time. So I was ready to play. And by play, I mean like party. Or whatever that means in high school, and middle school. So we had a lot of time where we played. The cat being away is actually sort of critical to the story, but not entirely, because the reason why we were so seasoned playing is the cats didn't really regulate the playing. But it's sort of a similar to your kind of the mouse walks tall. I kind of want to take that. So there's a little bit of mice walking tall in my story. There's also kind of like combining the cats away, the mice will play, everything's fun and games until a pit bull shows up and hurts someone. So it was my freshman year of high school. I was playing volleyball on volleyball team. Laguna Beach has a long history of having kind of somewhat older guys, you know, like maybe 5 to 10 years out of high school, who are the coaches of these young girls. And there's a lot of scandal surrounding that. I wasn't involved in that scandal because I was a late bloomer. So I'm small now, but I was even smaller then. It's probably like maybe 90 pounds, maybe 5'2". And I was a serious volleyball player. I started playing volleyball in fifth grade. I did summer camps. I was a back row specialist. I took it seriously. I could serve. We all kind of took it seriously. So we got Mike Davis, who's this guy who used to be a wimp, apparently, when he was in high school at Laguna Beach High School, and then went and took some steroids and came back and started shaving his body. So he was our coach. And mostly, he paid attention to the other girls who were developed. But all of us couldn't stand him. And we had a volleyball game. And he essentially, towards the end, so we had a little bit of a conflicting relationship, Mike and I, because he would sort of be like, come on, Marlo, do this, do that. And I'd be like, I'm working hard, dude. And sometimes he'd just be angry because he was on steroids. So like he would like say, you know, dig deeper, you know, like dive harder, you know, like in the middle of a game, he would then stop or we'd have a break and he'd sit there and want to spike the ball at me and see if I could retrieve it. And one of the times, not this time, he actually spiked it so hard and I retrieved it, but he popped my blood vessel. He also broke another girl's arm, but she wasn't playing. He was just trying to flirt with her. Anyway, so I couldn't stand him, but he was my coach. So the game's over. We're kind of walking towards the bench. It's a Friday night. My brother, who's a year older than me, so he's a sophomore, and I were having a party. So this wasn't our first party, but it actually was our last party. And that was our decision, the mouse stand tall. So essentially, we're gonna have a party. Tube Steak is gonna play. Tube Steak is the band in Laguna that's a high school band. Tim Fly is the short guy, is a senior who's gonna play, and then I don't even remember who else was in it. Tim Fly was like the one that was cute, so we all kind of knew about him. Everybody know what Tube Steak is? Okay. You don't have to worry about it. You've had it in your hand as a little clay thing. So anyway, this is a freshman, my freshman year. This is Laguna Beach party, backyard party. So I'm walking back to the bench, and I'm just happy that I'm going to my house to a party with my friends. And Mike Davis says, hey, Marlo. And I'm like, and he's like, see you at your party later. And I was just like, Are you kidding me? This guy is coming, like, how did he know? And it's and also, like, dude, how old are you? Why are you coming to a high school party? So he wanted to come to a high school party because he was a lot younger than we were, even though he was older in appearance. So he shows up. Well, actually, he didn't show up at first, so the party's fine. We're hanging out. There's friends. Tube Spake is playing in the backyard. And then all of a sudden, people, like my brother's friends, are all, Colleen, your volleyball coach is here. And I'm like, here comes Mike Davis, totally shaved, trying to act cool, trying to hit on a bunch of, like, he's at a freshman, sophomore high school party, and he's an adult. So my brother and I are already like, this party's getting lame because there's a volleyball coach here that we can't stand. So the volleyball coach, who's the pit bull in this story, ends up going out onto the dance floor and starting to mosh to Tube Steak. At that point, pretty much everybody gets off the dance floor. And he proceeds to pick up Tim Fly, who is like maybe slightly bigger than I am, and hence the Fly being the nickname, and then throws him basically up into the tree. And he hits his head and comes down and just lays there. It's like, this could have been a really cool party, except this stinking shaved steroid older guy came to the party. So what we ended up doing, my brother and I, was like, we just basically shut the party down because we wanted to get him out. And then we never really had a party again. I mean, we have friends over, but we just never did it. Because you never know when some random person's going to show up who is not random, but a creep. And that's... I don't have a message.